As kids, we all have an idea of what we want to be when we grow up. For Bluffton High School senior Katherine Geimer, it's a neuroscientist.
How does one even get interested in neuroscience?
I don't really know. At first, it started off, I saw something about...
As for her fellow senior Marcus Morgan...
Well, realistically, I would want to be a sports broadcaster for ESPN.
And their classmate Jacob Eel. Well, I'll let him tell you.
Radiologic technology, they're the people that take x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans in hospital.
Did you always want to do that? That seems like a pretty specific thing.
Yeah, no, I started out with like a bunch of things. At first I wanted to do law enforcement, criminal justice, and then I moved to physical therapy assistant, and now I'm at radiologic technology.
Eel has dipped his toes into a fair share of elective classes that helped him land on his intended major.
Weightlifting. Let's see. Law enforcement was one of them. Foods and nutrition.
What has it added to your high school experience to be able to do stuff like that?
Well, it really gave me a great idea of like what I wanted to do after high school. So I thought I wanted to go and do criminology. Took that class. It was good, but it just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I kind of got to like move around and see what type of area like fit me.
Thankfully, we had a class that he could do that for a year. Thankfully, he hadn't went through the police academy and done all that kind of stuff and went, oh, this is nothing like I want.
That's Bluffton High School's guidance director, Jody Lease. She helped Jacob, Katherine, and Marcus all draw the maps of their high school careers and says she thinks it's all the options in front of them that have allowed each to arrive at a decided major before graduation.
This might be the first time a student gets to take something like interpersonal relationships or a foods class or something like that.
But the abundance of options schools like Bluffton might be able to offer could change if Indiana policymakers approve a slate of new high school diplomas. Currently, the state offers students four options: the basic Core 40 diploma, a slightly slimmer version called the general diploma, and beefed up versions with added academic or technical honors. The new recommendations condense those into three options: workforce ready, college and career ready, and a revamped honors diploma. It's not just the names of the diplomas that are changing. The current draft of new graduation requirements asks students to take more math classes and complete clusters of credits that fall into academic categories, something people like Todd Bess, executive director of Indiana's Association of School Principals, says doesn't allow a student to explore.
We have to remember these are 14 and 15-year-olds entering into a high school, lots of interests, lots of challenges, and they mature at all different rates. And so our diploma options need to reflect those options.
But Jason Bierce of the state's Commission for Higher Education says specialization is not the intent.
As I said, we're not talking about choosing a college major in high school. What we're saying is, generally speaking, it's in the student's best interest if by the end of high school they've narrowed down to like one of a handful of broad paths. You know, I'm interested in business and industry. I'm interested in arts and humanities. I'm interested in more STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and health sciences. Those are the types.
Bluffton principal Steve Baker says when it comes to high school students, the goal shouldn't be where they end up after graduation, but that they experience new things along the way.
The students are saying, let us explore. That will prepare us for a career, for college, for what we want to do. If the people making those decisions aren't listening to students, they're making these decisions for the wrong reasons.
State Superintendent Glenda Ritz will convene a new committee to rework the original diploma recommendations. A new draft of suggestions is expected in April. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.